Yesterday we discussed the Gemara Ben Zayin and Aleph in Hamusubim Rashan Lechol Klum Sheyitam Habertzeh. Then the Gemara corrects it. No, the original memory was said in Hamusubim Rashan Litom, not Lechol Klum. My Nafkamina, no Nafkamina. Chai Barim Laimem Veloshem Rabbi. Got to say exactly as you heard. Okay, that's what we learned. So the Tais was here, and the Taisus in Psochim had two different opinions. What the nature of this din is? Is this a real din? Because in Birchas Hanenah, the bracha isn't considered a valid bracha unless you eat some food. So it calls man that the Mevarach doesn't have a bite, so his bracha didn't take effect yet for himself. So how can it help for, how can you allow someone else to eat? And the smacha, my bracha didn't take effect for me yet. What do you say? No, obviously I plan to eat the food. And in the other second, I'm going to eat the food. It's not that the bracha is hanging in midair. We're not sure whether it's going to be a valid bracha. Of course it's going to be a valid bracha. And another second is going to begin to eat. But this din is mitam derech eretz. It's not derech eretz. If he's saying the bracha, you're going to eat before him. So if it's based on derech eretz, then Tosis quotes the Rishalmi that you can sometimes chisel it down. So the way Tosis presents it over here, if kolechav kosa biyodah, and then they give, that's where they present it in other places also. That's where it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Kalechet kikra biyodah, kalechet kosa biyodah. And then Tosis gives even a further suggestion that maybe it's only also for the misubim. I have a challah, and I didn't finish cutting a slice myself yet, and everybody's grabbing the challah. So that's a violation of derech eretz. But if I'm slicing the challah calmly, slowly, and I'm distributing pieces to everybody, I gave them a piece of challah. So then the second day in Tosis is that you're permitted to eat, even though the Mavarach didn't begin to eat yet. That's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion is what? If it's Kalechad V'yechad Kikrav Lefanov or Kalechad V'yechad Kosa Lefanov, then there's no issue of Derech Eretz. And the Taisis Himsochim understood, no, that it's a halacha. It's not because of Derech Eretz. It's not a Hilchas Derech Eretz. It's a halacha that Birchas Hanenin is not considered as if the bracha is valid until the one who said it starts to eat, because you don't say Yotza Moitzi. I can't say Birchas Hanenin for someone else. That's why in Psachim Daf Kuvav, that's an exception to the rule, because if you're saying Kiddush on Shabbos, in Kiddush on Shabbos, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak, that you say Yotza Moitzi not only on the Kiddush part, even on the Bar Piyah Gofen part. And the Ritzvah disagreed, Rabbi Kivega on Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that you say Yotza Moitzi even on the Bar Piyah Gofen, and then the Ramo adds on the Hilchas Kiddush even on Shabbos morning, even though that the whole Kiddush only consists of the Bar Piyah Gofen. Reb Kivega on the bottom of the page refers you to the Ritva who disagrees. It's only on Friday night where the Bar Piyah Gofen comes in conjunction with the Kiddush, then you say Yotza Moitzi. Shabbos morning, the whole Kiddush only consists of the Bar Piyah Gofen. The Ritva holds you would not say Yotza Moitzi. We were discussing the concept of Bracha Asmucha Lachavato, Eino Pasachas Bibaro. So we were talking about let's say the brachas that are recited under the chuppah. So one paragraph, one bracha begins Sois Tosis V'Sagel Ha'akora. Another bracha begins Samech T'Samach, Samech T'Samach, Reim Ha'huvim. And neither of these brachas is Pasachas B'Baruch, because it's Smucha L'Chavato, Smucha to the previous bracha. So there, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva in Chelek Arachaim of the Har Tzvi, where he quotes that some Rabbanim felt it's a modern practice that you divide up all the brachas. You call up one rabbi to say this bracha. Years ago, one rabbi I remember during my lifetime. So I was born in the Second World War. I wasn't born in the Spanish-American War. I was just born in this century. I remember you went to a wedding, one rabbi. They chose who's Messiah Kedushim. One rabbi said all the brachas from the beginning to the end. Now, recently I attended a wedding. Not so recently. It was the day Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach passed away. Not so recently. So under the chuppah, they broke up the Birchas Harison into two. So a rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he only said Bar Piyah Gofen. And then the rabbi from America said, Asher Kedushanu V'Sosav Tzivanu Al HaRais. He said the second bracha. Remember, there was another rabbi there from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Asher Yashav Cohen, came in for that wedding. So he said, this is the first time that he ever saw such a thing, that they broke up the two brachas. One says Bar Piyah Gofen, one says the Birchas Harison, and he never saw that before. And the rabbi, he came in from Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo Zalman passed away while he was on the plane. Then when they picked him up at the airport, and they told him Shlomo Zalman passed away, he was so brokenhearted, he came to the chuppah, he said, Bar Piyah Gofen, and he went back to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't even stay. Didn't even stay for the dinner. Didn't stay for anything. left right after the Zohar. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes that there was a dispute among the Rabbonim according to this new modern practice that they break up the Kibbunim. One rabbi says one bracha, one person says another bracha. So some are of the opinion that Samech the Samach and Sois Tosis has to be recited by the same person who said the previous bracha, because it's not going to be Smucha L'Chavata. He says a bracha and I say a bracha. How is my bracha Smucha L'Chavata to the other bracha? I didn't even say the other bracha. So I think his conclusion is, he has a bit of a discussion, I think he assumes that that's not a valid argument. The Chachamim were misakein. That you have a series of brachas. So this bracha is Smucha L'Chavata to the previous bracha. A different person said that bracha, so what? We had the Mishnah earlier that a Shliach Tzibur Shetor, where was that? Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Shliach Tzibur Shetor Yaber Acha Tachtov Mehechen Humascha Metchilus HaBracha Shetor Zeh. So that's how the first Chazan got stuck in Hashiva Shavtene Kibar Rishayna. And Estemach David Abduchum Eres Atzmiah. And he got stuck in the middle, he can't continue, doesn't feel well, he fainted. So the next chazan takes over from Estemach David Abducha. You don't have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam that you instituted you created an institution of Malchus Beis David, and please give us the Melech HaMashiach. You have to start from Baruch Atah Hashem. In the text of the Shemoneh Esrei, this Estemach David Abducha is a smucha l'chavata to the previous bracha. Even if you personally didn't recite the previous bracha, you're only reciting the second bracha, but still. In the Seder Advarim, the way it's printed in the Siddur, that's called Smucha L'Chavata. That's the Pashtus like that. So it's the same, some argued, when can I be Moitzi someone else, let's say, with a Bar Pi Agofen of Kiddush? That's if I say both Bar Pi Agofen and Kiddush. But if I'm only saying Bar Pi Agofen, how can I be Moitzi? Let's say the Chosan under the Kupim. So they call up one person to say Bar Pi Agofen, then they call up another person to say Hashakol Bar Lechvoida. You have to say Bar Pi Agofen, then say Shahakol. Say Shahakol Bar Lechvoida, then you say Yaitzahod. So they call up one person who says Bar Pi Agofen, the next person says Shahakol Bar Lechvoida. So how can the first one say Bar Pi Agofen to be Moitzi the Chosan Kala? True, you can Moitzi someone else with Bar Pi Agofen of Kiddush, but that's only if it comes in conjunction with the Kiddush. But if you're only saying Bar Pi Agofen alone, how can you be Moitzi someone else with the Bar Pi Agofen? That's what some argue. So truth of the matter, the Tosis says, that on Tosis in Psochim says, that on Kiddush on Shabbos morning, the whole Kiddush only consists of the Bar Pi Agofen, that's all. And you still can be Moitzi the other one. And that's what the Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Tosis in Psochim. Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page refers you to the Ritva. It doesn't mean that he paskins like against the Shulchan Aruch. Amar Mokum, he's giving you a collector's item. Believe it or not, there's a Ritva who happens to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch is paskening based on the Tosis in Psochim that Yotza Moitzi by the Bar Pi Agofen of Kiddush, even though it doesn't come in conjunction with another Bruch. Even if one were to assume that the din should be like the Ritva, but still, the Bar Pi Agofen does come in conjunction with another bracha. It's the first of the Sheva brachas. The Bar Pi Agofen, then you say Shakol Bar Lechvoda, Yotzodim, etc. So just like we say, we consider it a bracha smucha lechavata, even though the same person is not saying, the one who says Samech to Samech and Saint Tosis didn't say the previous bracha. It's still called the smucha lechavata. So here also, even if you all like the Ritva, that you can't be Moitzi someone else, but the Bar Pi Agofen and Kiddush on Shabbos morning, because it stands alone, you can only Moitzi when the Bar Pi Agofen comes in conjunction with another bracha. It doesn't have to come in conjunction with my reciting the other bracha. It's not migud that I said another bracha. Bar Pi Agofen of the Sheva brachas comes in conjunction with the other six brachas. So the Bar Pi Agofen of Kiddush comes in conjunction with the Birchas HaKiddush on Friday night. So even though it happens to be two different people saying it, I think the Ritva will still agree to the Tosis in such a case, that you can be Moitzi the other one with the Bar Pi Agofen.
Assume like Rabbi Kivega, you could say
Shmuel going
about half a bracha, so it was
a
kalachomer. I mean,
they're
separate brachas,
so
just
smuchel chaker. No, Rabbi Kivega is talking about birchas hamazon or birchas hamitzvah, but birchas hanenin, you cannot be moitzi someone else. You don't say yotze moitzi by birchas hanenin. That's the problem.
By the sheva brachas, they're not brachas
hanenin. But the Bar Pi Agofen, that's the issue. The Bar Pi Agofen is a plain old birchas hanenin. So how can you? How can the rabbi, unless the rabbi is going to drink some wine also?
I was referring to the shayla of the
No, but it has to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. If I'm not saying the previous bracha, I ought to, instead of saying Sameach Tesamach, I should say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. I don't know. Shesimach to Adam Arishim Megan Eid Nihiratzin Shesameach Esachosim Esachala. I should start from Baruch Atah. I should change the whole nusach
bracha. You could split a bracha in half anyways between two people. Let's say you have a bracha aruch, you could split it in half between two people.
Okay.
So this shouldn't be any worse than splitting a bracha in half.
No, but every bracha is a brisa. Every bracha has to be pasachas b'barach v'chasem is b'barach, the exception to the rule. When it doesn't have to be pasachas b'barach, if it's smucha l'chaveta, so some argued, it's only called smucha l'chaveta if this same person said a previous bracha, he's going to start the next bracha. If you're going to divide it up, going to divide this bracha up, the one who said the previous bracha is not going to even begin this. So you should reformulate the whole nusach and start Baruch Atah. That was the taina that they had. So the Pashtus, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, Pashtus says it's not a valid taina. Kach tikna chachamim, because this is part of a series of brachas, so it's smucha l'chaveta. It's not going to be the exact same person saying so, but it's still a bracha smucha l'chaveta. It doesn't have to be pasachas b'baruch. So the Pashtus says that the Ritva, who disagrees, the Ritva in Psochem Adav Kuvah, who disagrees with Taisus and says that Kiddush on Shabbos morning, it can't be moitzi someone else unless you're drinking yourself. Why? Because the old Kiddush only consists of Barap Yagofen, but on Friday night, if you'll split it up, two different people will say the Kiddush, one will say Barap Yagofen, and one will say the Kiddush, that'll be valid. The one who says Barap Yagofen can be moitzi the others even if he's not going to drink, because the Barap Yagofen of Kiddush comes, theoretically, it comes in conjunction with the Kiddush. You don't have to have that the same person is saying both. Just like Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank said, the one who says the second bracha that's not Pesach's bracha doesn't have to have recited the earlier bracha. It's still called Smucha L'chaveta. Who are the Nami over here? The Ritva would say, whenever Baruch Pi'agofen comes in conjunction with another bracha, migu that you give moitzi the tzibu with the other bracha, you give moitzi with the Baruch Pi'agofen even if you're not drinking. Even if you personally are not going to say the next bracha, someone else is going to say the next bracha. But in the siddur, the Baruch Pi'agofen comes together with another bracha. The Pashtus says that that's not a taina. Some people at the weddings, they feel as if they can't give a Baruch Pi'agofen just to one person. They have to give a Baruch Pi'agofen plus another bracha. So the Pashtus says that it's al pidin, it's not a problem. The person may feel insulted. What kind of a kiva did they give me? I should say Baruch Pi'agofen. What am I, a shikar? I'm an expert in drinking. That I know how to say Baruch Pi'agofen. Yeah. So that's a different thing. The person may feel insulted. They did give him one of the birchas nisun. He only got him a Baruch Pi'agofen, and that's all year long. That's an all year long bracha. That's not miyuchad. Okay. It's a different if he's touchy, like they say in some shuls, like the expression goes, chamishi. You wouldn't even give to a shvarzer chamishi. You don't give chamishi to a normal person. Yeah. So if a person feels insulted, so you give him Baruch Pi'agofen with another bracha. Okay. But al pidin, it doesn't really pose a problem. There's a different question. The Gemara says, Bar Pi'agofen of Kiddush, you can be moitzi the others even if you're not drinking. And Hamoitzi of Al Achilas Matzah, you can be moitzi the others even if you're not eating any matzah now. So the Shad is, what about the Bar Pi'agofen of Birchas Erison? Can the rabbi be moitzi the Chosen Kala with the Bar Pi'agofen of Birchas Erison because it comes together with the Birchas Erison? Is that legitimate? So the problem is, the Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvis, in the Kuntra Sachram points and said, Pnei Yeshua gave Shurim in the Yeshiva, and then in Frankfurt, and then when he finished the Masechta, he did Chazar, I guess he gave a Pchina. So he did Chazar, so he wrote a Kuntra Sachram when he did the Chazar. So Kuntra Sachram in the end of the Masechta has a few Heoris on the whole Masechta. So in the Kuntra Sachram, in the first paragraph in Ksuvis, when the Gemara lists off all the Sheva Brachas, so he raises the question regarding Bichas Erisin. Bichas Nisuin, apparently, it was always the practice. Some Goanim had the rush there, has from the Goanim that they had the Girs in the Gemara, that Bichas Nisuan was recited alakos. We don't really have it in the Gemara, but that was the Girs in some Goanim. But Bichas Erisin, alakos in the days of the Gemara didn't exist. They said Bichas Erisin, they didn't say alayayim. That practice was instituted in the days of the Goanim. So that's the objection of the Pnei Yeshua. He asks Akasha, he asks Nashala, how can the rabbi say Baruch Pi'agofen and give the wine to the Chosen Kala to drink? The rabbi himself is not drinking. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the end of the third paragraph, that Baruch Pi'agofen of Kiddush, Yikmim Moitzi the others, that's because Medina, Kiddush is supposed to be recited Allah Yain, so Baruch Pi'agofen is an integral part of the Kiddush. But by Oham Moitzi of Al Chilas Matzah, that's part of the Haggadah, you got to say Ham Moitzi Al Chilas Matzah. But Bar Piagofen by the Bichas Erisin is only a minig that was instituted later minig. Post Talmudic, this Mana Gemara they never had. So maybe it's not acceptable. Maybe you have to have that the rabbi should drink part of the wine. That's the shayla. So in the Sefer Afikeyam is written by Talmud Chacham who lived in the 1900s, in between the First World War and Second World War. So he writes in the Afikeyam, a little earlier, okay, during the First World War. So he writes in the Sefer that Rav Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan of Brisk, who was so close to Rav Chaim, told him that Rav Chaim's practice was that when he would recite Birchas Erisin, he was choshish with the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, so he would shake a little bit his hand and spill over a little bit of the wine in an inconspicuous fashion, and then he would lick his finger later, so the Bor Piagofen would go both for himself and for the Chasen Kala. But he did it in a very inconspicuous fashion because the minig is that the rabbi in Masada Kedushin does not drink the wine, and he didn't want to violate the minig. But he was choshish with the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, so that's why he insisted on drinking a little bit. There's a tshuva by Rabbi Yosel Slutsker. Rabbi Yosel Slutsker learned in Valozhin, and he got smicha. And then when they had to make a board of trustees for the yeshiva, so they took from the alumni. So he was one of the alumni of Valozhin yeshiva, and he was on the board. When they had the big dini Torah, whether who should be the Rosh Yeshiva, whether the Beis Halevi or the Netziv, I think he was on the din Torah. Could be he was on the later Din Torah also. I don't remember whether Rab Chaim should be Rosh Yeshiva or not. There was a Din Torah about that also. Because Rab Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So the Rabbanim complained that he was only appointed, it was a nepotism, was only appointed because he married into the family, but he's not really Roy Lakach. He doesn't really deserve to give a shiur. So the members of the board insisted he should give a shiur, and they're going to judge whether it's worth it, whether he's worthy of saying a shiur. So they decided that he was. So this Rabbi Yosel Slutsky, he was a famous tzaddik, Rabbi Yosef Paimer was his name. And he was the rabbi in Slutsk. So he had a collection of Shalos HaTshuvos that was given over from one generation to the other, and was never printed until recently. Machon Yerushalayim printed it. They don't know exactly why. Every time they attempted to print it, something always fell through, until Machon Yerushalayim got their hands on it, so they did a good job. So he has a tshuva about this also. So one of the rabbanim wrote him that, you know, the Pnei Yeshua says you can't be moitzi the chasen kala with the bar piagofen unless you're drinking also. So he writes him back a response, I beg your pardon, Pnei Yeshua didn't say. Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha. He didn't say that it's not correct. He asked the kasha. And the teretz is, that the kasha is, that once the Gonim instituted the practice of reciting Bircha Seris and Alakos, so it's treated the same as Kiddush. So there's no problem. You don't have to sip any other one. That's what Rabbi Yosel Slutsker writes in his truth. They quote that Rav Soloveitchik never took a sip of the wine. They quote that Rav Velvela Soloveitchik never took a sip of the wine. He says because he never saw his father. He always did everything that Rav Chaim did. He says he never saw his father sip the wine. But Rav Simcha Zelig said he heard from Rav Simcha Zelig always watched Rav Chaim closer than Rav Velvela did. He never noticed either that Rav Chaim sipped the wine. Rav Chaim only told him privately that he does it in such an inconspicuous fashion. No one should notice. Because the minig is that the rabbi doesn't drink, and he felt that the Pnei Yeshua had a strong kasha. So there's a whole literature on this pro and con. That's the whole story. Pnei Yeshua has a taina, and those are mekel. Most rabbanim are mekel. Most rabbanim do not drink the wine by the Birchas Nisuin. By the Birchas Nisuin, apparently they never raised an issue, because Birchas Nisuin, the Rosh quotes the Girsas Hagonim in the Gemara that already Bismana Gemara the Birchas Nisuin was recited al akos. Only Birchas Erisin, that was instituted a la kos, Bizman HaGonim. So that's why there was an objection to the rabbi reciting Bar Piagofen and after the Chasen Kala. He himself is not drinking. So the Gemara says you can't do it. Only Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, because there's a Takanas Chachamim that the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush goes together with the Kiddush. But by Birchas Erisin, there never was a Takana.
Do they sometimes mix
the cup and then the person who bench drinks, and sometimes he drinks right away. Like, is there what's better? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Kiddush, quotes the din from the Gemara that is not considered a bracha lakos unless someone takes a drink from the wine. So the Mechaber writes, if I don't want to drink directly from the wine because I'm going to make a yayin pogum, and I want to save the wine to say Kiddush and Abdullah next time, but I don't want to make it into yayin pogum, So the Mechaber says, not a problem, just take the cup of wine, pour a little bit into another cup, and drink a maloy lugum avshay. So whatever you drank, and whatever was remained in the first cup is not going to be ayin pognum, and you solved your problem. So that's what the Mechaber writes. The Magen Avraham writes that Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote this original din, he forgot a Tosfos in the last parak of Pesachim. And if Rabbi Yosef Kara would have remembered that Tosfos says not so, he wouldn't have written such a Pesach. Tosfos claims, based on the Gemara there in Arvi Pesachim, the Gemara says in the middle of the week, if you say Bar Piagofen, you can pour the wine, shakal on coffee, whatever, you can pour it from one cup to the other and drink from the second cup. It's not a problem. But Kiddush, Hamavarach Tzor Sheyitam, Tosfos says it's Muchach from the Gemara there, that it's only considered a kiyum of Tzor Sheyitam if you drink from the coast when it's Molei, when it has the whole reviz. If you're going to pour off just the Molei Lugumav into another cup and drink from the second cup, then you're not Yotze the din of Hamavarach Tzor Sheyitam. That's what Tosfos says. So the Magen Avraham thinks that we shouldn't paskin like the Mechaber over here. He thinks he made a mistake, he forgot the Tosfos in Avri Pesachim. And if he would have remembered, he would not have written such a Pesach. So that's the Shaila. When you have Birchas Sheva, Brachas Halakos, Birchas Amos and Halakos, and we require Hamavarach Tzor Sheyitam, so we should really require you should drink from the cup of wine directly when it's still Mole, when it has the Revius of Yain, still Mole. The only thing is going to put his germs into it. So then it's not Derech Eretz, it's going to give it to the Chasan Kala, they should drink his germs. So Rabbi Tendler told us many years ago that the wine has enough alcohol to kill all the germs. I don't know if he still holds like that. When I was in his class in first year high school, in MPA, that's what he told us, that the wine has enough alcohol to kill all the germs, you don't have to worry about germs. But it's still not Derech Eretz. So that's the issue. So some want to rely on the Mechaber. He says you can pour off to another cup and drink from that, and that'll satisfy the requirement of Hamavarach Tzor Sheyitam, and others are Makbid. No, the Magen Avraham said the Mechaber made a mistake. It's against the Tosfos and Arvi Pesachim.
Is it a question of having a revius, or that the cup that you actually made the bench on and then kiddush on? You know, so you had a very, very big cup, so you still had a revius.
And if I pour from one cup to another, and the other cup will also have mole. The other cup will also be approximately mole, and it'll have a revius. It's also good. You're drinking from a cup that has... Because we have the din in Shulchan Aruch, I think we discussed it. The Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi, that if you said a bari pi ha'etz on a turmasa, and then you dropped into the got all filthy, you fell into the cement, got all filthy, you can't eat it, so you want to have another one. So I said, you got to say another bracha, because you intended originally to eat the first turmasa. So on Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes like that. A person recited Kiddush, and before he had a drink, before he had an opportunity to drink Malay Lugmav, he spilled a whole cup of wine. So what do you do? The din is Hamavar Tzor Sheyitam. If you don't drink Malay Lugmav, say you're not Yotze the Kiddush. The Mechaber says, no problem, fill up the cup again a second time, and you got to say another Bar Piagofen because it's like turmasa. You only plan to drink the first cup, you didn't plan to drink the second cup. Say another Bar Piagofen and drink Balai Lugmav from that. So you see that it can even be other wine. But the cup that you, according to the Magen Avraham, the cup that you're drinking from, the Te'ima should be from a cup that's mole and has a minimum of a revisin. Not so much. Magen Avraham doesn't disagree with that sif in Shulchan Aruch. He only disagrees with the other sif. And the Mechaber says you can pour off a little bit in another cup. The other cup is not going to be mole. It's not going to have a revia. So that itain is that's not proper. Then we have the Shaila. That din in the Gemara in the third, in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. That not only do you say Yotzei Moitzi on Kiddush, you can even say Yotzei Moitzi on the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush. I can even say Yotzei Moitzi on the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush, even though I'm not going to drink at all. So the question was, does that apply to Havdalah? Maybe it only applies to Kiddush. Maybe it shouldn't even apply to Havdalah. So the Chazon Ish assumed that Dovah Pashut Kiddush and Havdalah is all the same thing. Why should he make a difference? That's why he didn't understand what Tosfos was talking about on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos raised the question, how are you mitzvah the other people by Havdalah on the Bar Piagofen? That's how the Birchas Rosh explains, we discussed. On the Havdalah per se, there's not a problem. How are you mitzvah the other people? But on the Bar Piagofen of the Havdalah, the Gemara had a machlekes where the Yayin needs a Seba or does not need a Seba al-Halacha. We paskin Yayin needs a Seba and has Seba helps. One opinion, a Seba doesn't help. You don't need a Seba. We paskin no. Yayin is the same as Lechem pas. That you need a Seba, has Seba helps. And if you don't have a Seba, it's no good. As long as then nobody has any has Seba. So Tosfos says on the bottom, Tosfos, on Mem Beis, on Aleph, Yeshiva the Dan, Ke Seba the two. We're all sitting around the table. But by Havdalah, usually everybody's standing. No one's sitting around the table. So you don't have a Seder, for sure. You don't even have Yeshiva Didat, they're not even sitting around the table. So Tosis is bothered with a problem. How can one person recite Havdalah and everybody drinks? That was their practice. Everybody would drink the wine, like we do by Kiddush. Aye, but there's no Yeshiva Didan. They're not sitting around the same table. How can it be Moitzi the others? So Tosis gives an answer. Yesh Lama. Shema Yesh Lama. Maybe the Torah says, Mitoch Shekov Motzman Kadei Lotzi the Havdalah. Since I have the ability to be Moitzi the other one, what in Kova Matzma? There's no yeshiva, there's no haseva. What do you mean, kovim atzma? I mean, since you're being mighty the others with the Havdalah, so migo that the yotzim with Havdalah, maybe the yotzim with the bar piagof and also. What do they mean? That Havdalah is the same as Kiddush? That's what they're saying. That just like by Kiddush, you say yotzim mighty and the bar piagof and so to be Havdalah. Even though you don't have haseva, See, the problem begins, you don't say shemeh koine by birchas hanen. And the exception to the rule is if you have pas v'yayin and it's with haseba, so it's not that then you allow shemeh koina. Then the halacha says the whole group is only obligated to offer one bar piagofen or one hamoitzi. The whole group is only obligated to offer one. So for that you have to have yeshiva didan or haseba the two. You have to have some. So we don't have it. But if the din is that yotz hamoitzi, if the halacha says that by kiddush yotz hamoitzi. And the Chazon Ish assumes that Davar Pashut, Havdalah is the same as Kiddush. You also say Yotza Moitzi. So I can say Bar Piagofen for the other person, even if I'm not drinking at all. So you don't require that I should be part of the same group. Have a nice day, be well. You don't require that we should all be eating B'chabura. The whole Chabura together offers one Bar Piagofen. No. I'm not even drinking B'chlal, and I can be Moitzi the other one with the Bar Piagofen. So what's Tosis' problem? Tosis has a problem. How can I be Moitzi them? There's no Haseba. And if there would have been Haseba, Tosis would have been happy. So the Chazon Ish says, you don't even need a Haseba. If the din is Yotza Moitzi, so how can you say, I'm part of the group that's drinking there? I'm not even drinking at all. So you see that it's not based on the normal din. It's Yotza Moitzi by the Barbara. That was the Chazon Ish's taina. He doesn't understand Tosis. So maybe Tosis and the Kasha thought that there's a split between Kiddush and Havdalah. That Gemara in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that says that Yotza Moitzi even by the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, that's only Bar Piagofen of Kiddush because maybe Bar Piagofen is an integral part of the Kiddush. The Kiddush is to say that God created the world. That's at least Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush on Yom Tov is not. Kiddush is to say God created the world. So say Baruch Atah Hashem, Bayre Pri Hagofen. That was part of the Bria. Another Chelik of the Bria. And Yom Tov had explained that the Bar Piagofen is part of the Kiddush. So you give a different hesbon, maybe the way we explain. That you need then Kiddush Elam Avakam Suda. So the Kviyasuda is either Pasayayin. These are the two that Haseb is meaningful. So Kviyasuda is Pasayayin. So the drinking of the wine, the wine is part of the Sudas. Maybe that's the Bar Piagofen blends in to be part of the Kiddush. Because the whole purpose of the Kiddush is to be Kaveh the Suda of the Shem Suda Shabbos. Now Sheni Kein Avdala is like Bichas Service and Bichas Nisuin. It's just a Bracha Lakos. So there, perhaps the Bar Piagofen does not blend in to be part of the Havdalah. Maybe that's what Tosfos thought in the Havamin. Maybe that's exactly what the Teretz Vishem Yishlam and Mitosh Kov Matzman because they lost the Havdalah. What do you mean Kov Matzman? There is no yeshiva. There's no Seba. There's no Kov Matzman. Means Migud that I'm Moitzi the others, but the Havdalah so I can be Moitzi the others, but the Bar Piagofen. Maybe that's the Teretz. Maybe the Teretz is that Havdalah is the same as Kiddush. Maybe and then Tosfos sends off. But really, preferable would be lekach no avetov lemavde v'gam l'shem sheyeshu b'shas havdalah shazi yanira kikeva upaiter us. And preferable should be that everybody should sit down if they all plan to drink from the wine, because they're not so sure about the teretz. I think Mar said the fairish that yotza moitza by kiddush. That's only by kiddush. Apparently, Tosfos is pushing that havdalah is not the same as kiddush. That's a shail of havdalah is not the same as kiddush. So Birchas Harrison should also not be. Birchas Nisun should also not be the same as Kiddush. Only Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, you say Yotza Moitzi. And by Havdalah, you don't say Yotza Moitzi. That's what it seems from Tosfos. By Havdalah, is not the same. So Birchas Harrison and Birchas Nisun should also be the same as Havdalah, not the same as Kiddush. So the common practice is not so. The rabbi says Bar Piagofen, he gives it to the Chasen Kala that they should drink. So we follow the Chazon Ish. Okay. Akula from the Chazon Ish. Once in 10 years you'll hear a kula from the Chazon Ish. Okay, so we follow the kula. We have been following this kula before the Chazon Ish's grandparents were born. At every wedding, the Masalik Kedushin says Barapi Olaf and Ginsit. Rabbi Yosef Lasalutzke was before the Chazanish, 100 years before. Everybody does like that. You give to the Chassan Kala, they drink. Even though the Masalik Kedushin is not drink. So we all assume that when the Gemara said you can be Yotze Maitze by Barapi Olaf and Avkiddush, it's not limited only to Barapi Olaf and Avkiddush. It applies even to Birchas Eris and Birchas Nisuin. Certainly applies to the Birchas Barapi Olaf and Avdolah. Okay. Now the Gemara talks about answering Amen. How serious an issue is answering Amen? So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Hilchas Brochas, whenever you hear a brocha, you should answer Amen. Even if he's saying a brocha for himself, has nothing to do with me. Certainly more so, if you want to be yotze with his brocha, you should certainly say Amen. But the din is that if you heard the brocha, Shomeya Ki'oina. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. They ask the Shaila of the Rabbanim, what's the din? If I heard Kiddush Avdol, I didn't say Amen at the end. Do you say Shameya? If I paid attention and I heard the bracha, I'm Yoytze? Or do you say no? Only if you say Amen. Because the Gemara Shavuah says, Kola Oimen Achara Shavuah, Kila Hoitzi Shavuah Mipiv Dami. Let's say a person takes a Shavuah, he's not going to smoke cigarettes anymore. And he was giving a whole lecture why it's important to stop smoking cigarettes and to eat healthy foods. And he says, who's going to take a Shavuah with me? I hereby take a Shavuah, I'm not going to do X, Y, Z. And everybody screams out Amen. So Amen is Bo Kabbalah Sa Shavuah. If by there you answer Amen, that's what they had in mind. They want to accept the Shavuah. So you know that a Shavuah means Nefesh Kisi Shava Labate Bisvasai. You have to pronounce the Shavuah with your lips. The people didn't say a Shavuah. They just said Amen. So the Gemara says that's the equivalent. Amen, Bo Kabbalah Sa Shavuah. If the person says Amen, it's considered as if they said the whole text of the Shavuah. How do you know that that's true? Because it says in Chumash by the Saita. That the Kohen, Yishbiya Kohenes HaYisho V'yamra HaYisho, Amen, Amen. She says Amen. Why does she have to say Amen twice? Is a Kasha, which the Gemara talks about. But the Din says it's good enough if you say Amen once. If I say a Shavuah and you say Amen and you mean to accept the Shavuah, so the Gemara says Amen, Bo Kabbalah Sa Shavuah. Learn that from Saita. Then the Gemara says, Kolo, in Amen, Acham Avarach, Kilo Hoitzi Bracha Mipiv Domi. If I say a Bracha, you want to be Yotze with Kiddush Avdol or whatever, Bichas Ashachar, you say Amen, so you Yotzei, Kol Ha'in Amen, Kila Ha'itzei Bracha Mipiv Don. And then the Gemara has another din, Shameya, what if I heard the Bracha and I didn't say Amen, and I wanted to be Yotzei. So the Gemara comes to the Maskana in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, the Rabbanim said, and the Chazanim said, and the Darshanim said, it's a funny Gemara. They're asking the Chazanim and the Shanim, the Rabbanim and the Chazanim and the Darshanim and the administration, everybody said the same thing, that Shameya Ke'oina. If you paid attention to the Kiddush, even though you didn't say Amen, Shamei Akeoina, it's considered as if he answered Amen. And Kol Ayin Amen Achar Amavarach Kilo Hoitzi Birachem Epiv Dam. So you're even Yotzi a bracha. Not only if you say a bracha, I didn't say Amen, so I missed out on opportunity. I should have said Amen. But even if he said a bracha which I want to be Yotzi with, and I didn't say Amen, so but he had I'm Yotzi. Shamei Akeoina. So here the Gemara is talking about the proper way to answer Amen. Ein amin lo, right in the middle of Mem Zayin and Aleph. Ein onim lo amen chatufa. What is chatufa? So Rashi and half of the Rishonim learn like Rashi. A chataf. Chataf means a shvo. So instead of saying amen, a comment's under the Aleph, I'm going to say amen. I guess they're Svardim. The Christians are Svardim. So they say, instead of, amen, say, amen. Okay. So instead of saying, amen, the guy says, main. So he left out the aleph. Amen. He gives a croak. Amen. But he didn't say a comment, didn't say a patach. He said a shvo. He made it into a chatov. That's an amen chatufa. Other Rishonim learn chatufa means gechapt. He starts saying Amen before the one who said the bracha finished the last syllable of the bracha. You're not supposed to chapois. He's supposed to wait till the Mevorah completes the whole bracha and then you say Amen. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out, that the nigin of the Baal Tefillah on Yamim Tovim and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur usually misleads the tzibur into answering Amen too early. Kadesh Yisrael Hazman. So everybody says Amen with the final syllable of the chazan. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not right. So they should wait till he finishes. That's the other Rishonim line. That's what it means, Amen Chatufa. Rashi says, Amen Chatufa, the Aleph has a Shvor instead of a Kometz. And others say, Gechapt. The Chap means he chaps to say Amen too early. What's Amen Kitufa? chopped off, liktof, means to pluck off. Ome ketufa, he doesn't say the nun. Ome, and he leaves out the nun. He leaves out the nun, so he didn't say amen. But like amen yisayma, what's an amen yisayma? So here there are also different pshatim. Amen yisayma, Rashi and Tosfos say, he comes in and he hears everybody saying amen, so he says amen also. Whatever the chazan said, I agree. Orthodox synagogue, reading from an Orthodox siddur, whatever he says, I agree. But you don't know what he said. What are you agreeing to? So you're not supposed to say amen unless you know what bracha the person is saying. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos both refer you to, that Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Nun Aleph and Beis. The Gemara said there was a gigantic shul in Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, and there was such a big crowd, it was impossible to hear the chazan recite the Chazaras Hashatz. So he used to have somebody wave a flag, so whenever he finished the bracha, they would wave a flag, a signal, and everybody would say amen. So how are they allowed to answer amen if they didn't hear the bracha? So Rashi and Tosfos say the same answer. It's not a problem, as long as you know what bracha he said. That's not an amen yisayim. Amen yisayim is, I come in, I hear everybody saying amen. I do say amen, but I don't know what bracha I'm saying amen to.
By a deaf person who was by shofar, does he feel his clear?
No, by shofar, he's not. Even if he's a Baal Tekeh and he blows, he's not yotze.
What's the difference between that case and this case? If he knows what's happening at the time, he just can't hear.
No, if you don't hear the shofar, you're not yotze. So here, the Mishnah Berurah points out there are two versions of what the answer to the kasha was. The kasha was amin yisayim. You're not allowed. Let's go again. Amin yisayim. What does it mean amin yisayim? So Rashi and Tosfos say amin yisayim. I'm saying amen. Ayosim, the amen has no connection with the bracha. I didn't even know what the bracha was. You're not allowed to answer amen if you don't know what the bracha is. Another Rishonim say, amen yisayim means he finishes the bracha now, and I wait a couple of seconds till I'm good and ready, and then I say amen. So that's not right. You have to say amen immediately after he says the bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that some have a nigin for Kaddish on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the Kaddish before Musaf, I think. So the Kaddish ends off, V'yimru amen. So say the Yimru, on and on and on and on until he finally says amen. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's an amen yisayma. You're waiting too long to answer amen. So let the chazan croak away whatever he wants, let him gargle away. You should say amen right away. Usually wait till the chazan the Yimru amen. After he says say amen, then you say amen. But over here, the Mishnah Berurah recommends if he's taking a long time till he finishes the two words, the Yimru amen, so he says, you say amen on your own, without responding to his instructions of Yimru amen. So those are the two pshatim. What does it mean, amen yisayma? Amen yisayma, one pshat is just like amen chatufa. Other Rishonim said, you said, yuchaptois, you said amen before the chazan finished the last syllable. So amen yisayma means you wait too long after the bracha, or after the kaddish, after the statement of kaddish to which you're responding amen. You wait too long to answer amen. You have to answer right away. There are two different pshatim. So now, on the amen yisayma,
you're
not permitted to say amen if you don't know what bracha he's saying.
I remember that there was another Gemara that says if someone's in the shuk and they have someone saying a bracha and they're at the end of the bracha, but they're not sure, like they say they have the last word of the bracha, they're allowed to say amen. So how would that fit in with it?
You know, I know that he's saying Shakol Niyabidvaroi. I just didn't hear the beginning. See, if he's an Orthodox, if he's a Jewish person, I know he's giving a bracha takodesh bracha bari oilam. So then you can say amen even though you didn't hear the bracha, as long as you know he's saying Shakol Niyabidvaroi. But if he's a Nachri, he may be praising also Hish, he may be saying a blessing to his Avodah Zarah. So unless you heard, if a Nachri says a bracha to Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemayim Oretz, then you say amen also, after bracha benachri. But if you didn't hear the beginning of the bracha of Enochri, you just heard that he said Shakol Nimedvar, maybe saying a bracha to his Avodah Zarah. So then the Gemara says, you're not permitted. You're not permitted to say Amen unless you heard from the beginning to the end.
Let's say I only have the last word. I mean, the last word of the bracha, you might not be able to discern exactly which bracha is going on.
So then you don't say Amen. If you don't know what the bracha is, you don't say Amen. Only allowed to answer Amen if you know the bracha. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos ask. You're not allowed to answer Amen. Yisayim means if you didn't hear the bracha, you're not allowed to answer Amen. So how come there they used to wave flags and they did answer amen even though they didn't hear the bracha? The shul was so big they couldn't hear. So Rashi and Tosfos give the same answer, no, but they knew what bracha he was saying. Even though they didn't hear it, they knew what bracha he was saying, so that's not a problem. See, here the Mishnah Berurah points out there are two versions. See, this Tosfos says, appears in Sukkah also, Sukkah Nun Aleph on the base. So apparently, I think the Tosfos in Sukkah words it slightly differently from the way Tosfos says it here. And the difference between them is, if I know what bracha he's saying, but I didn't hear it, would you say, kol ha'ina ami? You can't say shamea ko'ina if I didn't hear. So there's no shamea. But maybe the other cloud, kol ha'ina ami, achar ha'bracha, kilo ha'itzi bracha mipiv dami, it's also Gemara Shavuah. It's kol ha'ina amin achar ha'shavuah, kilo ha'itzi shua mipiv dami, kol ha'ina amin achar ha'mavach, kilo ha'itzi bracha mipiv dami. The Rambam quotes it in Perek Aleph and Hilchas Brachas. He quotes both. That's why it's, in the Rambam it's problematic. The Rambam has two dinim, one next to the other in the beginning, in Hilchas Brachas and Perek Aleph. He has one din, kol ha'ina amin achar ha'mavach, kilo ha'itzi bracha mipiv dami, and then he says shamea ko'ina. So once you say Shemei Akane, what do you have to say? Kol Ha'in Amin, Kil Ha'itzin Bracha Mipiv Dami. You don't even have to answer Amin. So the Pashup, the answer is that's preferable. If you Ha'in Amin, it's better. Kil Ha'itzin Bracha Mipiv Dami. If he didn't say Amin, so the din only is that you Yotze the Bracha, but it's not considered Kil Ha'itzin Bracha Mipiv Dami. That's all be Pashta. Some want to say, Rav Guzman has a whole essay about this in one of his Svarim, so he suggests maybe there's an Afkamina like this. Maybe a person wants to be yotze, mea brachas. The Gemara says that there's a din, some Rishonim hold it's a din min haTorah. Most assume that's a takonim derabanan, Dovin HaMel made a takonim, that every person should recite mea brachas b'chol yom, 100 brachas every day. So the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Shabbos quotes a medrash on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, towards the end of Shir HaShirim. Chaverim hayoshevus baganim, chaverim akshibim l'koyla chashmini. So the medrash makes a suggestion, this is not Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is merames to the following, that on Shabbos, the Shemoneh Esrei is so short. So how are we going to have Mea Brachas on a normal weekday? So you have Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. That's also a question. How do you calculate the Mea Brachas B'chol Yom? B'chol Yom means according to the Yom Mishal Torah, that begins from Ma'ariv and ends at Shkia, begins at Tzeskechom and ends at Shkia, or goes from the time you wake up till the time you go to sleep. Sometimes it'll happen off Kamina. How do you calculate the Mea Brachas? So whatever it is, on Shabbos you're missing a lot of Brachas because the Shemoneh Esrei is so short. So how do you make up the missing Brachas? So the Medrash Shir HaShirim comments on the Pasuk, Hayashevas Baganim, people are sitting around in the garden where fruits grow on trees. Hayashevas Baganim, Chaver Makshivim L'Kol HaShmini. So the Medrash says, on Shabbos, the Chaverim, the Talmid HaChacham, sit around in the garden and they eat Peris. And each one says, Bari Pi Hivaitz Adlad, or Bari Pi Adama, whatever happens to be. They're not going to pluck off the Paris on Shabbos, that's in Issa. They're not going to eat the Paris on Oshim, the Paris fell down on Shabbos, also in Issa. It means the Paris that fell down before Shabbos, so they're going to eat it on Shabbos. Each one says a Brach, and the other one says Amen. So, Kol Ein Amen, Kila Hotzi Brach, and Mipiv Dami. So, if you're missing 50 Brachas on Shabbos, so let 50 people say Bari Pi Hivaitz, or Bari Pi Agofen, or Bari Nefashis, whatever, or Shahakal Ni Bedvare. And everybody will answer Amen. So whoever answers Amen is considered as if that counts as one of their Mea Brachas. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes. Maybe the Tur quotes. Maybe the Tur quotes such a Medrash. I don't remember either Beis Yosef or the Tur. Quotes it in Hilchas Shabbos. And it made its way into the big Shulchan Aruch also. In order to be mashlim in the Mea Brachas. Rav Guzman claims, if the other fellow says a Brachan, I want to be Yotzeh with his Bracha, so Shamea Kaina. Even if Achapi Shaloi Ona Amen, Shamea is considered Kaina. But if I read it was Yotze Bracha, it's not a question I want to be Yotze. I want his Bracha to count for my Mea Brachas. So then, if I'm not going to answer Amen, it's no good. Shomea Ke'oina means I'm Yotze the Bracha. But I'm not Yotze Mea Brachas unless I actually say that I recite the Bracha myself. Or, Kol Ha'ina Amen Achar Amavar Kilo Hoitze Bracha Mipiv Dami. That is considered as if I said the Bracha. So he suggests maybe that's why the Rambam quotes both. The Rambam quotes the Din. Kol ha'oina amin achar ha'mevarach kil ha'itzi bracha mipiv dami. And he also quotes the din of shemei ko'ina. So that's where Rav Guzman suggests that maybe you need the both din. Because Mishnah on the side of the Rambam makes another suggestion. He wants to say a diuk in the Rambam that shemei ko'ina, if you listen to my kiddush and havdalah, so you'd say the bracha, any bracha that I say, Yotze Shemei Ha'Kohen, that's only if you had Kavanas Mashmiya, the Kavanas Shomea. What if you didn't have, you're lacking either Kavanas Mashmiya or you're lacking Kavanas Shomea? A person says, Kiddush minds his own business. He didn't even realize that anybody else is listening in. All of a sudden, the other guy screams out, Amen. He wants to be Yotze with my Kiddush. I didn't have him in mind. So if he didn't have in mind, so he's not Yotze. Or I did have him in mind, but he didn't have in mind to be Yotze. So the Gemara seems to say, whenever you're relying on Shemei Koina, like Tia Shofa, you rely on Shemei Koina, so you have to have Achiyas Kavnu Shnehem. You have to have Kavanas HaMashmiya and Kavanas HaShemeya. So the Kesef Mishnah says it would appear perhaps from the Rambam that that's only if you didn't answer Amen. But if you did answer Amen, even if he didn't have a mind to be Moitzi me, and even if I didn't have a mind to be Yotze, if you said Amen, so you Yotze the Brach. That's how the Kesef Mishnah suggests to be Medayik. Rav Soloveitchik obviously to say over this Kesef Mishnah. That if you say Amen, you Yotze the Brach, even if he didn't have Kavanah Lotzis, even if the other one didn't have Kavanah Lotzis. There's a Tshuvas HaRambam where somebody asked the Rambam, is that what he meant? So he says, no. He didn't mean that at all. Yeah. There is such an opinion. There's a Shita Mekubetzes, the Sefer Shita Mekubetzes on Brochas. Who is it written by? The Ritzvah's father or something? Somebody from the Alash Bailey family. Gotta find out. From the Alash Bailey family. So they have a Gemara in the last Perek, I think in Perek HaRoya. So some of the Rishonim say like that, that if you said Amen, you go to the bracha, even though there was no Kavanah Shameya, there was no Kavanah Shmashmeya, there is such an opinion. But it's very questionable if that's the Rambam's opinion, because Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, Perakal Fenuchas Brachas, wants to say that that's what the Rambam meant by quoting both dinim. Kol Ha'ino Amen is Yotze, if you had Kavanah Lotzis and Kavanah Elohotzi, Kavanah Shneim. But if you answer Shameya Koine, is only if you had Kavanah Elohotzi and Kavanah Lotzis. And Kol Ha'ino Amen is stronger than that, you Yotze even if you didn't have Kavanah. That's the Rambam and the Tshuvas, right, said he never meant like that. But there is such an opinion. Rav Soloveitchik was concerned about that. When the Chazan says the bracha on Hallel, Shikrashan son likros Hallel, and everybody says Amen. So according to the Kesef Mishnah, you yotze the bracha. So how can you say the bracha afterwards? You yotze the bracha already. So he said that you should say the bracha together with the Chazan. You should start with the Chazan and finish before the Chazan finishes, so you'll be able to say Amen. And he said, where does he get this sign fall from? That's what we do on Leil Yom Kippur. We don't. The Chazan says Shechyana out loud. We don't answer Amen after the Chazan Shechyana, then say Shechyana. The Achrenim say why? Because there is an opinion in Rishonim that if he said Amen, he yotze the bracha, even though there was no Kavanah lahotzi, there was no Kavanah latzeis. So the practice is on Leil Yom Kippur, it says in Achrenim, everyone should say Amen together with the Chazan simultaneously, but they should finish a little bit before the Chazan so they'll be able to answer Amen after the Chazan's bracha. If they'll finish the bracha simultaneously with the Chazan, then it's like Koina Amen Acha Birchas Atzma. So the Gemara says Hareza Meguna. Kol Hoina Amen Acha Birchsois Acha Birchosov is Hareza Meguna. That was the bottom of Mehemet Beis. The other Brisa says Hareza Meshubach. Gemara says that's only by Bani Bishalayim and the like. But if it's any other bracha, so you're not allowed to say Amen after your own bracha. So the Magan of Rama is the Shaila. What if I said a bracha simultaneously with another person? We both finished exactly the same time. I want to answer Amen to his bracha, not to my bracha. So Magan Avram quotes the discussion Achrenim and the practice is that you don't say Amen. Even if we said two different brachas, certainly if we said the same bracha. Even if I said Shakal and he said Mezainis, or I said Bar Nefosh, he says Alam Michya, we finish simultaneously, so you don't answer Amen, because it looks like you say Amen Acha Bracha Yisav. So that's what Achrenim made this cheshbon on Leil Yom Kippur, that you shouldn't, the Chazan says Shechyanu out loud, and everybody says Shechyanu. Also, so what do you got? First you're going to say Amen, then you're going to say Shechyanu. According to one opinion in the Rishonim, according to the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, when they said Amen, they yotze with the Shechyanu of the Chazan. So then they're going to say Shechyanu again, it's going to be a bracha about Tola. So that's what they recommend. Everyone should say along with the Chazan and finish earlier than the Chazan, so they'll be able to answer Amen after the Birchas HaChazan. So Rav Soloveitchik applied that also to the Hallel. He said you should recite the Birchas HaHallel along with the Chazan, and finish before the Chazan finishes to be able to answer Amen. It's a very questionable practice. It's a very questionable practice because the Rambam posed the question, how come on the first night of Chanukah we recite three brachas before Hadlokas HaMenorah, and then when Madlik the Menorah or Mikra Megillah we say three brachas, and the rest of the nights of Chanukah you say two brachas, how come you don't say Amen after the second bracha? You have a series of brachas? So that's like Bani Yerushalayim, whenever you have a series of brachas, he's supposed to say Amen after the concluding bracha. So the Rambam answered the question by explaining that you're not supposed to have any hefsik Lama la yana amen. Acha rabach shem baruch lefnei kriyas hamigila v'atgalak snerech chanake. That's in Perik Aleph in Hilchas Brachas Halacha Yud Zayin. So he says, Leman lo yafsik, it's a funny Hebrew. Leman lo yafsik b'amin bein bracha bein adav shed biruch alav. That you want to have a bracha oivel asiyosam, the bracha shed biruch ha mitzvah should be recited immediately prior to performing the mitzvah. So if you're going to say amen, acha biruchas atzman, the amen will be a hefsik. Between the biruchas ha mitzvah and the asiyos ha mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. So l'chore, there should be a problem over here also. What do you mean? I'm going to say a bracha, a mikra megillah, then I'm going to finish quickly. So 2 seconds later, the chazan is going to complete his bracha. I'm going to say amen, then I'm going to start reciting the halal. So it's not a problem. You're not supposed to be mafsik with amen in between the birchas hamitzvah and the actual asiyas hamitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik gave the mashal. First, he gave the mashal from Leil Yom Kippur, that all the classical poskim write like that. Everyone should say shachriyanu along with the chazan and finish before the chazan in order to say amen. I had the question of hefsik though. On Leil Yom Kippur, there's no hefsik between Shachyanu and anything. What comes after Shachyanu? The rabbi gives a drasha. The chazan finishes Kol Nidre, then he says Shachyanu. Then the rabbi holds that drasha. So there's no issue of a hefsik over there. He can say no problem. But over here, we say Birchas HaMitzvah, Likras HaHalel, and then you're going to say Amen. Is not going to be a hefsik. So Soloveitchik said no. It says in Hilchas Baruch Shomar, it says in Hilchas Pesukei Dezimra, that if someone finished Baruch Shama before the Chazan, even though they didn't start saying Hodel Hashem Kiru Vishmo, he didn't start the Pesuk of the Zimra yet, so you shouldn't be mafsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. So it says he can answer Amen to the Chazan. Mechaber writes, if someone from the Kohol finished Baruch Shama before the Chazan and they didn't begin the Pesuk of the Zimra yet, they're permitted to answer Amen. So the Rav said that just like he can answer Amen in between Baruch Shama and the Haskalas reciting Pesuk of the Zimra, so you're allowed to answer Amen over here to the Birchas HaChazan in between the Birchas HaHalo, the Birchas HaMitzvah of the Halo, and the reciting of the Halo. The question is that it's not Daima B'daima, it's not the same thing. By Pesuk of the Zimra, not everything that we recite in the Pesuk of the Zimra are Pesukim. We have the line Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Le'olam Vo'ed. That's not a Pesuk anywhere. That's a Shevach Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like you have that line, which is not a pasuk, so if you say amen to someone else's bracha, that's also a shevach takarish bracha. Let's say I'm in the middle of pesuk of the zimra and someone says shahakala, someone says bar nefashos. I can say amen to his bracha. Tyson says you're not allowed to be mafsik. Not allowed to be mafsik means to talk about the weather, talk about the gemara that you're learning. But to say amen to someone's bracha, that's another shevach. So you can add another shevach in the middle of the pesuk of the zimra. Pesuk of the zimra, it doesn't have to be pesukim, it can be a shevach. So the answer amen to a shahakala bar nefashis in the middle of Pesuk of the Zimra blends in with the rest of the shevach. It doesn't pose a problem. So even to say amen to the Birchas HaChazan at the conclusion of the Baruch Shomar, in between my finishing of Baruch Shomar, my beginning of Pesuk of the Zimra, so amen is the beginning of my Pesuk of the Zimra. It's not a hefsek. Amen is also good for Pesuk of the Zimra. Amen blends in, it's another shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you're saying halal, halal means reciting Pesukim. You don't say Hashem Kedushanu v'mitzvos v'tzivanu l'kros ha-halel, you're not going to say Amen. Amen in the middle of the Halel will be a hefsik. There are rules and regulations when you're allowed to answer Amen. Ben ha-prokin b'emtza perik. Okay? The Gemara Brachas talks about it. Yamim she-gomer b'hemes ha-halel is one rule. Same as Kriyashma. Yamim she-ingomer b'hemes ha-halel. So it's more kal. The more heta ha-soken. But there are rules and regulations when you're allowed to answer Amen for which bracha. In the middle of Pesuk of the Zimra, there are no restrictions. You can say Amen whenever you want to, because Amen is another Shevach. Pesuk of the Zimra doesn't have to be Davke Pesukim. It can be Shvachim Baharai from Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Yom Avoid. That's not a Pesuk. Hashem Yimloch, Yom Avoid is a Pesuk. But the other two, that's not a Pesuk. They're from three different Pesukim. So Ani Asa Amen in between Baruch Shama and the beginning of Hoidu, that doesn't pose a problem. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Baruch Shama is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And Amen is another Shevach, but to be mafsik in between the Birchas HaHalel and the beginning of the Halel, L'chor is a bigger problem. L'chor, that should be a bigger problem. They write that the stipler did like Rav Soloveitchik. I thought it was a Pella. The stipler was hard of hearing. He was more than half deaf. So when you visited the stipler, you had to write things. It was very hard to carry on a conversation with him. He would have to scream. So on the weekdays, everyone would write on a pad and he would answer. So they write in his Hanhagas of the stipler that before Mikra Megillah, he would stand next to the Balkari who was laying the Megillah, and he would be screaming loud that he should be able to hear. So he would say, his own brachas. The stipler said the three brachas on Mikra Megillah and Shas and Nisim and Shachyano. And then he would listen to the Balkare say the three brachas, and so Amen, 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 and then listen to the Balkare laying the Megillah. So what does he say? Amen, three Amens. In between the Bichas HaMitzvah and the Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's the same as Rav Soloveitchik did. He says Amen to the Bichas HaChazen in between the Bichas HaHalel and the reciting of the Halel. I thought it was a Pella. They have in the Svarm, they have a couple of practices that the Stipler had that were exactly the same as Rav Soloveitchik that people thought were very Pelladic when the Rav did it. So I thought it was Pelladic when the Stipler did it also.
Did the Rav hold me that you could have Kavanah Shalom Lotzis? That's on my heart.
Yeah, most people have Kavanah Shalom Lotzis, right? The question is that called Kavanah Shalom Lotzis? I plan to say a bracha on Halal. The Chazan says the bracha say Amen. At the time he says the bracha, I don't have Kavanah Lotzis. I don't have Kavanah Shalom Lotzis. I have Kavanah. I plan to say the bracha myself. So is that the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom Lotzis or not? So I think they say, I didn't see it inside, the Balatanya in his Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that that's not the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom Lotzis. You got to have actual Kavanah Shalom Lotzis. So most people don't have. When the Chazan says the bracha likros ha-halel and everybody says Amen, most people don't have Kavanah Shalom Lotzis. They have Kavanah lahagidus ha-bracha bi'atzma. So I think the Balatanya claims that that's not the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom Lotzis. So we'll have to be misnagdim. We won't follow the Balatanya. Okay. Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So somebody wrote a whole historical essay. Mishnah Berurah is trying to make peace between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim, so that's why he tries to quote as much as possible. I'm sure he did try to make peace, but I wonder whether that's why he quoted. He thought it was a good sefer, so it's worth quoting. Yeah, what are you saying? Why isn't that a hefsek in the middle of Shemona Esrei? I don't know. The Gemara says that they made a takana. You should bedavke say Marim derabon. Got to say Marim because when the Chazan says Marim, we don't say anything, so it looks as if we're not agreeing. They said the correct practice is you should say along with the Chazan something. So each one of the Amoraim said one line or another, 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 10 different Amoraim. So we say the composite of what everybody said. That's why it's called Maidim Derabbanim. It's the Maidim, which is a composite of what all of the Amoraim said. So the Gemara says that was a takana, the takana scham, that we should bow down when the Chazan says Maidim. We should say along with him something or another.
The Shatz should not stop and wait
if he pauses, yeah. Well, Shok the Ligmas Kulo doesn't depend just on the bracha moedim. Sure, in the middle of moedim depends on kedei ligmar skula from the whole beginning of the Shemoneh Esreh till the end of the Shemoneh Esreh. So that long he's not going to wait. That long he doesn't pause. That's not. Sure, kedei ligmar skula means he paused so long he could have begun and finished the entire Shemoneh Esreh from the beginning to the end. So that month they don't pause. That's a shaila. He's supposed to say it simultaneously. Are we supposed to say moedim derabbanan simultaneously with the chazan or not? So the Gemara in Soita, when the Gemara quotes the Amoraim who composed the text of the Moedim Derabbanan, as we say, they say it quotes Matzasi Kasuv, that the reason why it's called Moedim Derabbanan, why the Moedim that the Chazan says the Moedim Deraisa, this is Moedim Derabbanan, that's not Moedim Deraisa, everything is Derabbanan. So why is this called Moedim Derabbanan? So the Beisyasev writes, Matzasi Kasuv, he saw in a Sefer somewhere, that the reason why it's called Moedim Derabbanan, because it was composed by different Amoraim. Each Amoraim said a different Nusach, we say the whole composite text and everything all together. As opposed to the Moedim in the Shemoneh Esrei proper, that was composed by the committee, by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, whoever composed the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei composed the Moedim. Yeah. So the Gemara raises the question: how can we say Moedim Derabbanan? We're supposed to pay attention to every word of the Chazar Sashatz. So how can we hear the Chazan saying the Moedim in the Shemoneh Esrei if we're saying Moedim Derabbanan? So the Gemara says that it is possible to pay attention to what someone else says and to speak at the same time. The Haraya, that by duchening, in the days of the Gemara, they used to recite psukim. The psukim that are printed in the siddur. So when the Kohanim would say Yerech Hashem Yishmerecha, they would say every word. So the Tzibu would say a pasuk for Yerechacha, a pasuk for Hashem, Yerech Hashem Yishmerecha. Every word they would say a pasuk. So the Gemara poses the question, how can I say psukim, but they're supposed to pay attention to the bracha of the Kohanim? So the Gemara says, you see that it's possible to pay attention to someone else reciting duchenim and to recite psukim yourself at the same time. So the same is by Moedim the Rabbanim. We can do both at the same time. We can pay attention to the chazan saying the Moedim of the Shmon Esrei, and we can recite Moedim the Rabbanim simultaneously. So the problem is like this. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, I think that the Tur recommends that you shouldn't recite those psukim by duchenim, because people today find it difficult to concentrate on listening to someone else and saying psukim at the same time. You're going to say psukim, you're not going to pay attention to the Kohanim. So that's what the Achrayim and Shulchan Aruch recommend, that when the Kohanim are duchenim, we should not recite the psukim. So they say, maybe look at the psukim in the Siddur, but more than that, you shouldn't do. More than look at the psukim, you shouldn't do. You shouldn't recite them, because if you're going to pronounce the psukim with your lips, then it's going to take away from your ability to concentrate on the duchenim. You have to listen to the bracha the Kohanim say. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. If the Gemara made an equation between the two, that we allow psukim by duchenim, just like we allow Moedim the Rabbanon, that I can pay attention to someone else saying something at the same time that I myself am reciting something. So once the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't permit it by the duchenim, because we can't concentrate on the Kohanim's bracha at the same time that we're saying psukim. So he thought the same should be true by the Moedim D'Rabbanon. So you shouldn't be allowed to say Moedim D'Rabbanon simultaneously with the Chazan reciting the Moedim and the Davening. So he thought, let the Chazan say Moedim Anachnu Loch, and we'll say together Moedim Anachnu Loch Bow Down, and then we'll finish the Moedim D'Rabbanon, and then it'll be a slight shahir. It won't be a long enough pause that it should be an issue of Shok Deligmas Kula. So then the Chazan will finish it. So the question is, it's a little funny, because the original Takana, the Rashba, the Beis Yosef quotes a long Rashba, in the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rashba Brachas on the Gemara earlier, the Rashba quotes the Yushalmi, that originally the practice on Moedim the Rabbana was that we should all bow down simultaneously with the Chazan. When he says Moedim Anach Naloch, we bow down and say Moedim Anach Naloch. And when he says Baruch Ato Hashem, Atov Shimcho L'chono El HaHodos, that's when we should say Baruch Kel HaHodos. The Moedim the Rabbanon should correspond to the Moedim that the Chazan says. So if the Chazan is going to pause in the middle, so the Rashba says L'chatchila, just like the Chazan bows down Moedim T'chila V'sof, so too we should bow down T'chila V'sof by Moedim the Rabbanon. That's the Rashba interprets a Gemara like that in the Bible. You have to bow down T'chila V'sof by Moedim the Rabbanon. So you should try to synchronize your Moedim the Rabbanon with the Chazan's Moedim. Chanukah is very hard, because the Chazan has so much, has three times much to say as we say. Remember, after say is very long. Purim also. How can you synchronize with the Chazan? So the Rashba says, L'chatchila, you should synchronize it, and you should bow down at the end. Baruch Kel HaHoidos, the same time the Chazan is bowing down. But if the person, if the Yechidim in the Shul happen to finish the Moedim the Rabbanon before the Chazan, sure, they shouldn't draw it out. So let them finish the Moedim the Rabbanon and bow down at the end of Moedim the Rabbanon, and the Chazan will finish this Moedim at a later time. So that's the problem. If you do like Rav Soloveitchik recommended, the Chazan should pause. You should all say Moedim Anachnu Loch together. And then the Chazan pauses for a few seconds, and everybody finishes Moedim the Rabbanon. And then the Chazan goes back and he says Moedim. So you're never able to synchronize it bowing down with the Chazan. So he thought that that's preferable. He thought that it's preferable to say it while the Chazan is not reciting any part of the Shmon Esrei. So we'll be able to pay attention to every word that the Chazan says, and we'll say along with the Chazan. So the Shulchan Aruch is concerned by the duchenim that we cannot pay attention to what the Kohanim are saying and say psukim at the same time. So he thought over here, it's impossible to pay, you cannot possibly pay attention to every word of the Chazan in Moedim if you're going to be saying Moedim the Rabbanon.
What about the
tefillahs
for the Chalomos during Berachas Kohanim? At that point, there's no Siddur. So we assume, like what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to say that either, because you can't concentrate on the Kohanim.
No, the Kohanim are supposed to give a pause, a long pause, to give us an opportunity to say the Tefillah and the Chalomos.
We'd want to be able to say the Pesukim then, or?
Yeah, if they're pausing anyway, then they will say Pesukim, yeah. So getting back again, yeah.
If the whole reason for the Moedim the Rabbanon is it's not appropriate that this Tzibur is giving Hodah and you're waiting there. So the same is going to happen. He's going to start the Hodah, and then you're
going to
have to say something again. So what point
did
he say at the same time?
Yeah, Gemara said we start together. So the Rashba says, L'chatchila, we should finish together. And but yeah, but if you didn't finish together, it's good. So Rav Soloveitchik said that was manazeh. We can't even do that L'chatchila, finish together. Because finish together means that we're saying all along the Moedim the Rabbanon simultaneously with the Chazan. So he thought that the Shulchan Aruch says by the Duchenim that we can't pay attention. So that was his recommendation. So getting back again, Nachum also, we have two rules in the Rambam. One rule is two from the Gemara. There are two Gemaras. The Rambam quoted them both together. One Gemara is Shomei Kohen. You might say if you pay attention, even if you don't say Amen. The other Gemara says Kala Anam and Acham Avachil Hoytzi Brachim Lipid Dam. That's the question. What do you need the two dinim for? Everything is covered with Shomei Kohen. Unless you come up with a Wapper of a Chiddush. Let's say a Cheru Shoyt of a Kot. A Kot before Bar Mitzvah is going to say a Bracha to be Moitzi Agol. So let's say Kiddush. So the Gadol is Mechuyiv in Kiddush Min HaTorah. Let's say the father goes away on a business trip and the mother is home with the children. The mother feels uncomfortable saying Kiddush. The European women felt uncomfortable saying Kiddush. A woman only says Kiddush when she's an Almana. So who wants to be an Almana? So they never want to say Kiddush on their own. The modern women feel that they're being cheated. So they alternate. Every other week they say Kiddush and the husband is Yotz, and every other week the husband says Kiddush, they're Yotz. You want even equal rights. And the European women felt uncomfortable saying Kiddush. Let's say the husband is away on a business trip, so they asked the son he should say Kiddush. But the child is before Bar Mitzvah and the mother is after Bas Mitzvah. Right? She wouldn't have any children, she wouldn't be Bas Mitzvah. Ketana is not Moilit. So how can the child be Moitzi the mother? The din is that the child cannot be a child. Mishenim b'chui b'dover, and imoti asachem b'dechai v'osim. So the child is, let's say, the kid will say Kiddush, and the mother will say Amen. If the mother doesn't say Amen, Shemei HaKo'ine, so that doesn't work. By a person who's not Mukhli B'dover. But what if the mother will answer Amen? Will that solve the problem? A Kotten will say Brichas HaMozen, and I'll say Amen. So that solves the problem. If you say Amen, Kol Ha'an Amen Acha Mavarach, Kiel Ha'itzi Brocha Mipiv Dami. Even though the one who's Mavarach is not Mukhli B'dover. Is that so? Aniyah Salman is better? We have the two Gemaras and the Rambam quoting them both together. In Perek Aleph Nechus Brachos, Shemei Kohenei Yoytzei, and Kala Einamen Yoytzei. So the Chayre, he means to say that Einamen is stronger than Shem. Otherwise, what does he have to write Einamen? So the Kes Mishnah said, yeah, it's better even without Kavanah Shemei HaMashmiah. But we have a Chulis HaRambam, he says, I never meant it. So Rav Gusman said, it's better than a different din. It's better. What? He gives a Chapsan Afkemina, Mea Brachos. One of the Yoytzei, Mea Brachos, it wouldn't work with Shemei Kohenei. You have to say Amen. No, maybe. Okay. So what more can it be better? So there is a group, some Rishonim say, some Rishonim they claim the Rishonim says like that. If you answer Amen to the Brocha of the Kotten, then your Yotzei, even though the Kotten is not a Barchiyula, the Kotten is only Mechuyiv with the Rabbanon. Let's say the Kotten and the Gadol both ate a whole meal. The Kotten is Mechuyiv to Benjamin the Rabbanon with Tam Chinuch. And the Gadol is Mechuyiv to Benjamin at Torah. So the Kotten cannot bench to be Moitzi the Gadol, unless the Gadol says Amen, then the Rishonim say that Kol Anami Kil Hoitzi Bracha Mipiv Dami, even though the one who is the Mevarech is not a Bar Chiyuva.
Then there's another Gemara about by women mentioned, where it says they can't be Moitzi men, so isn't it presumably the men will answer Amen anyway?
Unless they'll say Amen, right? That's what the Rishonim say, on that Daf, on Daf Chav, Chav Amen Beis. That's where the Balamor and the Raiva, they all talk about the Rishonim. That's why they read the Yerushalmi. If the Gadol answers Amen, so he's Yotzi, even though the Kotten is saying the Bracha. Yeah?
Isn't it the same Pasha as how can a man be, how can a man be a woman with Kiddush and fight a man if he's out of fire if she did it?
Same issue, okay.
So I think, so if it isn't that case with the Kotten, maybe she should just out of fire and then it would all be okay. Would that be a possible answer?
Okay. So they're both being with the Rabbanim. Okay.
If saying Amen is it's the person who's mamish saying it on by themselves.
Yeah.
And if you said Amen to Bracha, I don't know, someone's a shackle and you're not having a drink, so that's not going to make your Bracha. I mean, how does that work? It's not a Bracha Vatalah for you, you're not drinking anything?
Yeah.
When all those people say Amens to each other, how do you say Amen to them? You can't.
Stomach doesn't become a Bracha Vatalah. Okay. It's not going to become a Bracha Vatalah by saying Amen. The other guy says shackle, I say Amen. You stop on me and he said bracha on top. So of course I didn't say a bracha. Anyway, it is a big chiddush. The pasuk here, the Balamor on page Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Balamor is commenting on that Gemara and Daf Chof Amud Beis about the women being moitzi the men with Brichas HaMozen. So he quotes the passage from the Yerushalmi, the way he reads it. How can the child be moitzi the father of Brichas HaMozen? The child's chiyuv is only with the Rabbanon. How can he be right to the father? So Yerushalmi answers, Tipaser. The solution to the question is, Ba'ina achrav amen. Shoin, if you say amen, is good. Chiddush. We usually assume not like that. What do we do with Yerushalmi? I don't know. Maybe it's a different girsa, maybe a different interpretation. But that's what the Baal HaMor quotes such Yerushalmi. If you say Amen, it's in our editions, it's page Yud Beis Aman Aleph, the first paragraph in the Baal HaMor. The way he says, if you say Amen, Kilo Haisi Brochim is Piv Dami, literally. So you'd say, even if the one is saying is not a Bar Chiyuv. So here the Mishnah Berurah has a Shiloh. What if a person is deaf? He doesn't hear anything, but he reads the lips of the other one. He knows that he said Kiddush. And he says Amen. He's deaf, but he's able to speak. There are a lot of people who are deaf, but they're able to speak. They lost their hearing in the army. People in the army, they lost their hearing from the bombs. But they're able to talk. So if they say Amen, do you say, Kol Hoyna Amen, Achim Barachid Hoytzi Brachim Piv Dami? Or you say, no. That's only if it's Shemea Kaina with Amen. If he hears the bracha and he says Amen, but just answering Amen, knowing what bracha, you're not yet to anything with that. So here Tosis and Rashi both quoted from the Gemara Sukkah. But in Alexandria they had this gigantic shul and it was impossible for everybody to hear, so they waved flags and everybody knew what bracha he was up to. So they said Amen is good. Yeah, they're saying Amen Achazoras Hashatz. That's a different kind. What if he's saying Kiddush? What if he's saying Havdalah? And they all say Amen, they know what it, but they didn't hear one word that he said. They know that he just finished Abdullah and they all scream out Amen. Are you Yoitze? You're not Yoitze based on Shamea Kaina, who lo Shamea. But maybe you're Yoitze based on the principle of Kal Hoina Amen Acham Var, Kilo Hoitze Bracha Mipiv Domi. And you will solve your question. Why did the Raman quote two rules? Once you have the rule of Shamea Kaina, so what do you need the rule of Kal Hoina Amen? No, Kal Hoina Amen means even if he's lo Shamea, even if he didn't hear the Bracha, as long as he's Ein Amen, it's Kilo Hoitze Bracha Mipiv Domi. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Bir Halacha that these are two variations of the answer to the question from Alexandria. Our Tyson just says they waved flags and knew what bracha they were up to, so it's not a problem. Not a problem. But the Tyson doesn't say that you yotze with the bracha of the Chazan. Let's say the Chazan is saying the Birchas HaShachar. And we know that he say 15 brachas in order and we all have the same siddur. We know what bracha he's saying, we're answering Amen, but we can't hear one word at all. The Tosfos doesn't say you yotze. The Tosfos just says you're allowed to answer Amen. But I think the Tosfos there in the Sukkah says that you are yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, who is not sure how to paskin over here. This is quite a chiddush to say that Kol Ha'ena Amen Acham Avarach Kilo Hoitzei Bracha Mipiv Dami. Even works if you're not Shomea. You didn't hear a word, but you just know what Bracha said. I can read his lips and I know what he said. And Amoina Amen is considered as if I said a Bracha. That's a big machlokes. And we pointed out, yeah.
Doesn't Tosu say that the guy may Shomea Ka'ona, it's like you, without even any assignment, it's like you said. That's why Tosu on Chafal on the basis, you can't keep it, when you're telling me, so you shouldn't stop the middle of Shemon Esrei to listen to Kaddish or Kedusha, because it's going to be a Hesed. It's like, yeah. From Amish, like you said it.
Yeah.
That's even without any assignment, that you're saying like the Baal HaMor wants to say. The Baal HaMor wants to say, like, I need assignment. It's like I said the bracha myself, even if the kid. But it's like I said the words myself.
Hey, let's go back a little bit. Rashi quotes from the Halachas Gedolos that if I'm in the middle of Shemon Esrei, the Chazan is up to Kedusha, the Chazan is up to Baruch Hu, Akadosh or something, so if I'm Shosek and I'm Shameya, so then you say Shameya Koine. When I pay attention to what the Chazan says, Yehesh Meirav, it's considered as if I said Yehesh Meirav. So Tosis doesn't like this Halachas Gedolos. The bottom line, Tosis says, Puk Chazim Ayam Adibar, the practices like the Baal Halachas Gedolos, so you leave it like that. But Tosfos says to Kasha, it's not logical, it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. Why? If you hold Shamea Ka'ina applies, one could argue the point, say Shamea Ka'ina is only good by Kiddush and Abdullah. It doesn't work by Dovah Shel Tzibur. You have a Dovah Shel Tzibur, you have to have Amir Ve'ania, Dovah Shel Bikdusha. So where's, what do you mean, where's the Dovah Shel Bikdusha? But that's what the Bahak says. You say Shamea Ka'ina on Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu. You do say Shamea Ka'ina. He does not distinguish. So Tosfos says to Kasha, if I'll be in the middle of the Shemon Esrei and I'll say Shemea Koine and it'll be considered as if I was Yotze the Kaddish answering Yehesh Mei Rabbah, so that'll be a Hepsim. That's Tosfos Kasha. So the question is, what's exactly the Kasha? So most people assume that the Kasha is if Shemea Koine is considered as if he said it, so if he said it, it would be a Hepsim. And others say, no, that's not what Tosfos meant. Shemea Kaina, but he did say it. Shemea Kaina is a kasha of hefstik, like this. Let's say I'll be in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, in between Goyal Arayfei, I'll shake a lulav. I won't say a bracha. I'll shake a lulav. I'll start putting on tefillin in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. I didn't have any talis of tefillin before, so I'll start putting on the talis and tefillin in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So not only is there a din of hefsek, we're used to thinking hefsek is if you talk in the middle. What if a person does another mitzvah in the middle that doesn't belong? Duchening belongs in the middle of Chazaras Hashas. Kach tikno chachamim. That the Kohanim should duchen when you get to Sim Shalom every day. Bichas Kohanim. The bracha is called Bichas Kohanim. But in lulav is not a hefsek in the middle of halal. Kach tikno chachamim. You should check the lulav in the middle of halal. But be yoytzei kadosh kedusha baruch in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Kach lo tikno chachamim. Lo tikno chachamim kazeh. So if you say Shemeh Kohen and you yoytzei, maybe that's Taisis Kasha. The fact that you're Yoytze, another mitzvah that doesn't belong, but Tikna Chachamim here, that's like putting on a talus or putting on tefillin in the Shemoneh Esrei. So to perform another mitzvah is also hefsek. Not only hefsek is bedibur, and Shemeh Kohen is considered dibur. No, Shemeh Kohen, you're Yoytze with Kiddush or Avdolah, you're Yoytze. But if you're Yoytze, another mitzvah, that itself constitutes a hefsek. If people are talking in the shul while I'm davening, I can't control myself. What am I going to do? So I hear them talk. How can I plug out my ears? So hearing someone talk doesn't pass on my Shemoneh Esrei, so that's not called the hefsek. And even if I'll stop and I'll pay attention to them, that's not called the hefsek. It's not right. I shouldn't stop to listen to what they're saying. But that's not a hefsek. But if I'll pay attention to what the chazan is saying, Yehesh Mei Rab, and I'll be yotze, so to be yotze another mitzvah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, b'makom shelo tikna chachamim kozeh. So maybe that was Tosis Kasha. That's how Rav Soloveitchik thought Tosis Kasha was. Usually the Belt says the Kasha was, if Shemeh Kohen, then it's Dibur, so the Dibur is a Hefsek. So others argue, why is it a Hefsek? Shemeh Kohen means a Yoytze, as if you would have answered Amen. But it's not considered as if you said it. You didn't really say it. Rav Soloveitchik thought it's still a good Kasha, because to be Yoytze another mitzvah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Makom Shelo Tikna Chacham, that itself should be considered a Hefsek. Yeah, so again, so the Gemara says in Sukkah on Lamed Ches on the base, the Gemara says, Shomei HaKo'ayin, even if you didn't answer Amen, you're also Yetzer. So we pointed out, Rav Soloveitchik said B'Shem Rav Chaim, and Rav Elvelevi have also B'Shem Rav Chaim. So Diuk in the Rambam, in a few places, it may possibly be Mashma from the Rambam. It's not that Mukhrich at all, but it may possibly be Mashma. By Chazaras Hashatz and by Benchim Mizum and Ani Osamin is Likuvim. When they say Shemeh Ke'ayin B'Di'Evad, even if you didn't say Amen, you Yoytze, say that's by Brichas Hayochid. But by Dovah Shebikdusha, we need Amira V'Aniya. The Bahak said, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we rely on Shemeh Ke'ayin. So from the Rambam, it would appear who's on the bottom of the Rambam? The Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam says, from the Rambam, it would appear he doesn't agree with the Halachas Gedolos. Rambam says you're not allowed to pause for anything in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Hagos Maimonides says it would appear from the Rambam he does not subscribe to this Eitzah of the Bahag. You should listen along. Why not? What's so terrible? Why don't you say Shemeh Kohen? So it could be the Rambam holds Shemeh Kohen is good to be able to Kiddush and Abdullah, but you can't say Shemeh Kohen by Davashi Bikdusha. With Davashi Bikdusha you have to have audience participation, Bikumbi Yaseh, not just by listening. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, the Mashmois and the Rambam, that by Chazaras Hashas, that's a Tfilos HaTzibur, and by Ben Shemizuman, that it's a Bichas HaMoz and Bachabura, a special dinim. We said that's why you can't be Yoytze Shemeh Koina on a half a bracha. It's not based on Shemeh Koina. Mishnah quoted the Bichas Avram. Even if you don't understand Hebrew, you're also Yoytze. The Mishnah Berurah holds like the Taisri, the Shemeh Koina only applies if you understand the language. If you don't understand Zalo Shemeh. But by Ben Shemizuman, he quotes the Bichas Avram, even if you don't understand Hebrew, it's also good. Why? It's a different word. Ben Shemizuman, your Ol Yotze, is not based on Shemeh Kohen. It's based on the principle, one person offers Bichas HaMazon for the whole Chabura. So if it's a Dovah Shel Tzibur, a Dovah Shel Chabura, maybe the Rambam means to say over there that Ani Osamin is Likuva. If you're not going to answer Ramin to Chazaras Hashat, or you're not going to answer Ramin to the Ben Shemizuman, Asvara that you're not Yotze. So that's why, that's the Shaila on Rosh Hashanah, that's why I mentioned. On Rosh Hashanah, where you have to have Kiyas al Seder Abrochas, and Seder Abrochas, Gemara says, it's only B'tzibah, not B'yochid. So B'tzibah, you have to have Chazaras Hashatz, and Chazaras Hashatz, you have to have nine people answering. If you don't have nine people answering, the Mechama says, Karbat Dovliyas, Brochal Vatola. So usually the nine people who answer incorrectly. Either they start answering Amen too early, they answer Amen too late. So some poskim want to say that this is Likuba. And Amen Chatufa, that Yechapta, he said Amen too soon, Amen Yisrael, he said it too late. after the bracha decided, so it doesn't count at all as amen. And if you hold in the Rambam sheet that the Rani Asamen is Likuve and Chazaras Hashatz, so it comes out that no one's Yotzei the Chazaras Hashatz, and you don't have Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. So that's why the Soloveitchik family, they're always nervous. So they're more nervous on Rosh Hashanah than all year long. Because on Rosh Hashanah, you want to have Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas, so if you don't have nine people answering the main properly, as far as that you're not Yotzei the idea that Takana the Rabbanon or the Din the Raisa, whichever it happens to be. Of Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. The Ramban holds Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas only the Rabbanon. For Rashi would appear that Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas are Din Derais. So this is the Gemara. You got to answer Ani Asami properly. There's a whole sefer about Ami, no? How to properly answer Ami. That's what I heard from Professor Chaim Soloveitchik. There's a 300 page book on Ani Asami. He was talking about, we live in a generation, they write 300 pages on one line in Shulchan Aruch. So he gave that as a mashal. I didn't see the sefer. I heard that such a sefer exists. So here's the mocha, this Tosef, the proper way to answer Amen. Then the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Shmuel was sitting and eating. Came Rav Simi Bar Chiya, so he wanted to do them a favor. He wanted to make a mezumah. It's always better to make a mezumah. We had on the first daf in Shlosh Shachlu, if two people are eating, even if they didn't give permission to the shamash, to the waiter, that he may eat with them, it's self-assumed that they would prefer to have a mezumah. So he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to take their food and there's no chashash gezel. But if there are three people eating together, so they already have a mezumah, they don't need him for the mezumah, he's only allowed to eat if they invite him to. If they don't invite him to, it's an isid gezel. But if there are two, we assume they would want to have a mezumah. So Rabbi Shmuel, we're eating. Comes this guy, Rav Simi Bar Chiya, and he's rushing to wash and to eat in order to make a mezumah for Rabbi Shmuel. The Rav says, what are you rushing? Amalei Rav, my daitach leads to Rufi Badan. You want to do us a favor to help us to make a mezumah? Anan achil noban. We already finished eating. We can't be mitzarf to zimu. The din is shlosh shachlu kachas. If we're eating together, we're not eating together. We already finished eating. So Shmuel made a comment to Rav and he said, you're wrong. Ela ma'aser li or delaya, because laya laba, if they would bring for me such a dessert. I like ice cream and he likes cookies, whatever. So if they bring a dessert for me, if they bring a dessert for you, because laya laba. He used to refer to Rav. Rav wasn't his name. His real name was Abba. Either Abba was his real name, or Abba was a Lashon Kavod. So he says, if they would bring such a dessert for me, or they're bringing a dessert for you, mi lo yachlinon, wouldn't we eat? So even though no one brought us any dessert, if he eats this Rav Simi Bar Chiya, who is it? Simi Bar Chiya. If he's going to eat a meal right after we finished eating, and we are if we ate so much, ready to plots, and even if they bring a dessert, we already had 10 desserts, we're not going to eat another dessert, nothing to discuss. So then there's no mezumah. But if Rabbi Shmuel didn't have any dessert, and they weren't ready to plots, they didn't have so much food, and if they would have brought them dessert, they would have eaten. Even if they would bring them another course to eat, they're not going to eat another course. But if they would have brought them a dessert, they would have eaten a dessert. So that's maspik, that's sufficient to be considered. If the third fellow is eating his main meal, his main course, simultaneously with the slot of time that Rabbi Shmuel would have been interested in eating a dessert if someone would have served him a dessert. So the Gemara says that that's acceptable. Then Shulchan Aruch has a discussion. What did he say? Ilum Aislili or Dalaya is enough? If they would have brought me dessert, I would have eaten. If they would have brought to the other guy, to Rav, he wouldn't have eaten. What if I would? Or if they would have brought to Shmuel, this is either me or him, either one or the other. If they would have brought the Rudalaya for me, or if they would have brought Gozlaya for Rav, that would have been enough. So it would be considered as if Rav and Shmuel ate together al derech hapshat. And the one who would have eaten, this is al derech hadrash, this is the philosophy. If they would have given you dessert, would you have eaten the desserts? So derech hadrash, that's considered also ochlu kachas. So is that good enough? If only, let's say, one of them ate so much, he's ready to plots. And if they bring a dessert, he's not going to eat. But he ate simultaneously with the other one. The other one didn't eat so much. The other one, if they would give him a dessert, he would eat it. And he's eating this imaginary dessert. He's thinking about eating. His tongue is salivating, dreaming about eating this imaginary dessert. At the same time that Chiya Bar, what's his name? Whoever he was. Simi Bar Chiya was actually eating al derech hapshat. So is it enough to be mitzaref? One person ate with the other one al derech hapshat, ate with the third one al derech hadrash. So they can make a mezumana. They need, no, both of them should be interested in eating dessert. So the Mishnah Brurek in the Bir Aloha points out that there are different girsos in the Gemara. The way we have the girsos in the Gemara sounds like we require that both of them, Ilam Aisali or the Lai, because Lai Le'aba, if they would have brought to both of us dessert, we would have both been interested in eating. So the both of us are mitzvah for Chia, Simi Bar Chia, and that's why you have a mezumah. But if you want to have only one of the two would have been interested in eating the dessert, the other one not, then he concludes that he thinks that we pass from Allah that there's no mezumah. You need that both should be. Yeah.
Could you be mitzaref even if it's something that's not ba'al machnas suda, like a dessert where you would have to say new bracha?
I think so. I think so, because a dessert you say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. So that's still considered an addendum to the suda, because it's covered with the bracha achrayin of the suda. So therefore, since it's covered with the brachas mazon of the suda, so that's called achlukachas. Either if they're actually eating the dessert together with the third party, or even just theoretically, they would have eaten the dessert if they would have served. I think so. That's what the Gemara says. Then what does the Gemara tell the story? Talmid de Rab, students of Rab, Haviyasu b'sudos. Fine. They were sitting and eating in the cafeteria. All Rab Chia comes in. All Rabacha comes in. Amri. So they all said, wow, Asa Gaba Rabba de Mevorachlan. He said, "Is a big Talmud Chacham. So he's going to eat after us. He's going to eat. He's going to finish eating the same time we're going to finish." I said, "Okay, we're going to have him bench mezumah." So he told them that it's not correct. Amar Bahu, Misa Risa Gadol Mevorech. You think that the greatest Talmud Chacham among the group here apparently was an older student of Rav Rabacha, who was learning in the Kollel Elyon, and they were young undergraduates. So they thought, "Oh, he's going to bench mezumah even though he came last." So he says, Misabri, so the God of Mevach, you think that the bigger Talmud Chacham, whoever is the greatest Talmud Chacham in the group, should bench mezumah. So he thinks that it's not correct. Ika shebesudim Mevach. No, you have to have one of the people who actually ate together with the others. You're not supposed to be Mechabin meet the bench mezumah. So the Gemara v'Hilchos, so it's not so. God of Mevach, Chavagav, Dosa Lebesov. We don't pass like that. He passed, and even if he came later, and he really didn't eat the Ika meal together with the others, but he's still mitzvah flizimim with the others. If they would have brought the others dessert, they would have eaten something. So there is a tzir flizimim between them. But we said the preferable practice is that the God of Mavarach, even though he wasn't there by the Iker student, even though he really didn't eat the whole meal together with the others. Tosi says, unless he gives rishus to someone else, as the Gemara said before. Yeah, Rav and Rab Chia were eating by Rab Yudah Nasi. Then Rab Yudah Nasi was Mechabed Rav. He told him, wash my machrayim. He didn't know what he meant. He got nervous. So then Rab Chia whispered to him, don't worry, he was just Mechabed Yudah Bench Mezumah. Whoever washes my machrayim first from the last five, it's understood he's the one who's going to bench. So Tosfos says, Gadol Mevarech, unless the Gadol gives permission to a katan. Rab Yudah Nasi was the Rebbe, he gave permission to Rab that he should bench Mezumah.
How is the Mishar godlessness because the benching other areas and brothers? First,
that's
before you.
That
Torah by age.
By the grade on the beginning.
With Pascha Shalom.
Huh?
With Pascha Shalom.
Okay, Shalom. Yeah. We assume that we have no parameter to measure Yirah Shemayim. We have no instruments to measure Yirah Shemayim. So we usually assume that Torah Mevila Day is Yiras Leday, is Rizus Leday, Rachakodesh Leday Yirah Shemayim. So we usually assume that the one who is more learned, one of those best on the b'chinas, is going to be the greater Yirei Shema. It's not always the case. Sometimes you have people who, you have some Hasidish Rebbes who are not that learned, but the great Yirei Shema. Sometimes you have very learned Rabbanim who are lacking Yirei Shema. But the Derech Klal, whenever you don't know clearly one way or the other, so we assume that the one who's greater in learning is probably going to be the greater Yirei Shema. So that means Gadol Mevarach means probably the Adam Gadol, all-around Gadol. So how do you know if he's all-around Gadol? So we usually assume the one who's greater in learning is all-around. It's going to be all-around Gadol, but there are exceptions to the rule. Okay. Good. So this, and then the rest of the Gemara we finished more or less till Omid Bey, still the first very wide line. The Olam Enigir, Ashiyomol V'Yitvom. We did do Katlam Mutlo Baris. Okay. So that's enough for one term. Okay. So we're going to do Chazara. Okay. The bechina is going to be whenever, on a Thursday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, is that possible? The last Thursday in December, 27th, something like that. So I think it's 2 weeks from tomorrow. So we'll start Chazara now, and Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We'll start a little bit Chazara. Tomorrow morning I'll have to give an early Shia. I think I'll do Chazara tomorrow also, instead of Parsha, because I'm not going to be here Sunday, Monday, so we have a lot of Gemara. I want to cover all the Chazara. Okay, so we learned the midterm cover till Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, about the 13 lines from the bottom of the Daf. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes Satanan. Do you say hamoitzi with the hay, with the hay, or do you say moitzi lechem in haaretz? What's the assumption? What do they all agree to, and what do they disagree about? So the Gemara says the premise that they both agree to, Rabbi Nechemia and the Chacham, the premise they both agree to is that the bracha al hamoitzi should be b'loshen ovar, not b'loshen hayver. Because it's bracha in the past. I am chadish b'tuba b'chayim tami ma'aseh v'reishis. What's wrong if we say present? So the premise over here is it has to be, the bracha of hamotzi has to be in the past. And the machlekes is whether moitzi for sure is past. And hamotzi is the machlekes satanai. That's what the Gemara says. Moitzi is l'kuli alma is good. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the hilchasa hamotzi lechem in haaretz. You say the top of our base. We paskin that you say hamotzi. So the Tosis says on the top Tosis. Abba gab to be moitzi kule amalot pligi da apik mashma. If you say moitzi, for sure it's loshen ova. To zog moitzi, what do you have to stick your head into a machlekes? Lachnas roshenim a machlekes hatanayim. Say moitzi lachmanayim. To make everybody happy, all hatanayim will be happy that they'll all agree that you said the right bracha. So Tosis quotes an answer from the Yerushalmi. So some Roshenim say, we want to show how clever we are. We want to show that we paskin la halacha, that hamoitzi is also acceptable. So it doesn't like that answer. So we want to show that we're Talmid HaChachamim, that we know that hamoitzi is also Lashon Hara. So the Tos doesn't like that answer. The Tos quotes an answer from the Yerushalmi, that one, because if you're going to say moitzi, elokeinu melech ha'olam, moitzi lech menorah, so it's one mem in between melech ha'olam, moitzi. So what's going to happen is the people are going to swallow up one mem. They're just, they're not going to say two mems. And the Gemara says in the second parak in Brachas, when you recite Kriya Shema, you have to pronounce every letter. And if you have the end of one word, end of the same letter, the beginning of the next word, you have to be careful to pronounce that letter twice. So one could have argued the point and said, okay, that's by Psukim in Tanakh. You want to learn Kechsova, you have to be medaktik. But if you're saying a bracha, what's so bad? You're saying a bracha, it's not an issue of kichsov. That's, you can say the bracha the way people talk, the way normal people talk. They always swallow up letters. If you have one word begins with the same letter that the previous word ended with, ma'aseh mechayom, that's the way normal people talk. They don't enunciate every single syllable to hear every single letter. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, not so. Not only are we makbid that in reciting Kriya Shema, if you have one word begins with the same letter that the previous word ended with, you should pronounce this the letter twice, even in a bracha also. So here there's a concern. You have to say hamoitzi in order that you shouldn't swallow up the men. Why do you say hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz? Lechem min is a mem and a mem, and you're going to swallow up a mem. So Tosfos says, well, that we have no choice, because that's a biblical expression, as it says in Barchinav Shematzmuchas Lahemes Lotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Since it says Lotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, that's a biblical expression, and the assumption of the Tosfos is that all the tefillos are composed based on biblical Hebrew, based on biblical expression. That's the whole premise of the Abu Drum and the several other svarim that the Rishonim wrote on the Nusach HaTefillah. They fish through the whole Tanakh to find the phrase in Tanakh which is the mock of every phrase in the Siddur. So that's what Tosfos sounds like they're saying. The brachas are supposed to be recited in a biblical Hebrew. Every so often you have a problem. Al netilas yodayim. What is al netilas yodayim? So natlo is Aramaic for a cup. It's a very funny construction. Al netilas yodayim. We're saying a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us a mitzvah in connection with the cup of washing your hands. Al-anatlo, in connection with the cup. Netil zedai means the taking of the hands. We're not taking any hands. In some sidurim that are translated into English, they wrote the taking of the hands. It doesn't make any sense. Amnatla is a cup in Aramaic, so the bracha means, but what kind of Aramaic? You should say a bracha in biblical Hebrew. True, it's not a biblical mitzvah, and until this time, it's not a biblical mitzvah, it's a mitzvah rabban, but still, they should have discovered a pasuk somewhere in Tanakh that talks about washing your hands.
Rabbi Manoah compared Zion to Philip's Tefillah. He says it's either Aramaic for cup, like the Gemara says, or it's a pasuk in Yeshaya.
Pasuk in Yeshaya?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, we got to look that up. Okay, so we got to research this. Rabbi Manoah on the Rambam.
Perek Zion
Hilchos Tefillah. Okay. And Afrash Eschala. Many women. Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we got to take a look. Then we have a bracha. The women say the bracha where they're mafresh chal al afrosh eschal. So the Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agron Yeridei Hilchos Chala, the third chelik Yeridei, says that that's a mistake. They should say al afrosh es truma, because the word chala in biblical Hebrew, Reishis Arisa Sech Mechala Terima Truma Lashem. So the Vilna Gaon says the word chala in biblical Hebrew means the whole batch of dough. And what you take out, what we call in Yiddish, what we call the Mishnayis afrosh es chala. That's a Yiddishism. That's a colloquial expression. The whole name of the Mesich, the Chala, and Mafishin, Ketz Mafishin, Chala Betum, the whole usage of the term Chala, that's slang. In biblical Hebrew, the word Chala means the whole dough, and what you take out, what you separate, is called Truma. So the Vilna Gaon postulates the cloud, the Brochus and the Tfilos are supposed to be in biblical Hebrew. So you should really say Al Afrosh es Truma. You shouldn't say Al Afrosh es Chala, it's not correct. Some say lahafish chala min oisa. It's also that's colloquial. It's not biblical.
Rabbi
Yisrael
Abu Jahanan, basically just the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, when it says by Yosef or Boy Hoshan, it says kibetziv kavina.
Yeah, it sounds like that Gemara. But others disagree from the Bar Minim Zaynus Gemara. We had in the first Daf, no Laman Hay. So the Gemara says Akasha. How can you say you only say Bari Minim Zaynus and the Chameshes Mini Dogon? The Abbas will say only Chameshes Mini Dogon. But there's a Mishnah in the Dorim that says that if a person takes a Neder and Neder Min HaMozon, he's not allowed to eat any food. So where was that? Not the first Dorim. On the bottom of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. So the Gemara has the Kasha. Where was the Gemara? I forgot it. Lamed Hay on the base on the bottom. Lamed Hay on the base higher up. Hestus. No dem amazon. Melech, and he's not allowed to eat anything else. My melech who delekri mazon, call me lekri mazon, and he say it's only bari min mizanis. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That's the question. What's the Gemara's kasha? Bin adam halacha chalosh mani adam. So chalosh mani adam, all food is referred to as mazon. But the brachas are supposed to be in biblical Hebrew. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel said, in biblical Hebrew, it's only called mazon. It's only called mezaynus if it's chamesh is bin adam. Why did the Gemara consider this a kasha that they had to work on? That's what the Netziv claims in his commentary on the Shilta. Says this Gemara is upgefrekt the whole sefer Avodah. He put the whole sefer in Shemus. The whole premise of the Avodah is incorrect. You see from the Gemara that you may have tefillos and brachas b'losh and b'niyad. It doesn't have to be b'losh and atan. But we usually don't assume like that. Let's see. It's a problematic Gemara. We assume like Tyson said here. Like back like the Avodah again. The brachas and tefillos should be in a biblical Hebrew. Here on this Gemara, the Morgan Avram quotes from the Chochmas Manoyach. Chochmas Manoach is printed in the back of the Gemara, so people usually think, like everybody else, they all lived in the 1800s. So they assume Chochmas Manoach was also 1800s. It's not so. Morgan Avram lived in the late 1600s. He quotes the Taz. It was late 1600s. He's quoting the Chochmas Manoach was before his times. So Morgan Avram quotes the Chochmas Manoach is discussing Shehakol Nihya Bidvar, Shehakol Nihya Bidvar. Should it be with a segel or a comment? What's the question? So the question is, which is Lashon Ova? The assumption being that all the Brichas HaNenes should be Lashon Ova. So then the Chochmas Manoach is not so convinced that that premise is true. Who says all the Brichas HaNenes should be Lashon Ova? Bari Pri HaGofen is Lashon Ova. You should say Shebara Pri HaGofen. Bari Pri HaGofen sounds like it's Lashon Hoiva. So he claims that there are a lot of brachas that are loshen hoiva, a lot of brachas are loshen ovar. For some reason or another, the Gemara assumed that hamoitzi should be the loshen ovar, and that's the machlokes ha'tanaim, whether hamoitzi is loshen ovar, only moitzi. But it doesn't necessarily shed light on all the other birchas hanenah. It could be that all the other birchas hanenah are not going to be loshen hoiva. He doesn't see a hechra, so that's problematic. Why should you distinguish between hamoitzi? Hamoitzi, the Gemara assumes, has to be b'loshen ovar, and other brachas can be b'loshen hoiva. We understand how come b'loshen ovar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mecharish b'chayim tovim ma'aseh bereishis. So why does the Gemara think hamoitzi has to be b'loshen ovar? It is a problem. Then the Mishnah comments that on vegetables you say, on fruits you say bar pireit, on vegetables you say bar pi adama, with the exception of bread. In other words, bread basically grows from the ground. So I should have really said bar pi adama, because bread is something super duper extra special. So the masak and a fancy bracha moitzi lechem min haaretz. So the Gemara says, but bread is baked. So based on a parallelism, it would appear that on vegetables that are cooked and baked, you'll also say bar pi adama, with the exception of bread, because it's baked. So you don't say bar pi adama. Or the bread, you took kernels of grain, you ground it up. So you ground it up, and then you cooked it. So it's a shinoi acha shinoi. First shinoi was you ground it up into teeny weeny particles and made flour. Then you mixed in the water and you made dough, then you baked it. So it's two shinuyim, and you still retain the original bracha bar pi adama. So the Gemara says, can't you prove in the Mishnah, ma pasha nishtano aidei ha'ur, it was changed by the fire, or is light and ur is fire. Biblical Hebrew. If you have vegetables that were cooked and the whole thing changed by cooking, you ground it up and you cooked it. The Gemara is going to talk about grinding up here. Hani gagalidi delifte parmino prima rabba prima zuto shakol. Prima means to slice. If you slice it into tiny particles, the Gemara considers that a problem. That's considered possibly a synthetic food. If you either cook it, or you slice it, or you chop it up into tiny particles, if it's nishtanim, it chilas b'riyasai, so that's the issue that's being discussed now, the whole Daf Gemara. Maybe if it's nishtanim, it doesn't retain its original status, it shouldn't be bar pi adam anymore, it should be like a synthetic food, should be shahak. So first the Gemara presents it's a machlekes samaroyim, then the Gemara says, no, I don't think it's a machlekes vani yoimer, there's no machlekes, they both said the same thing, it depends. Potatoes. You don't eat potatoes raw. You only eat potatoes cooked. So if you eat a raw potato, you say shako, because that's not normal. But if you eat a cooked potato, so that enhanced the flavor. Or you grind it up. Gargalidi delifto, some kind of vegetable. The Gemara says, if you chopped it up in big chunks, then it retains the bracha adam. You chopped it up prima zuta, tiny particles, then it becomes a panim chadash, the bala kan, sashini, say shako. Then the Gemara says, no, we don't pass like that. Eat a vidi barpi adama. The reason why they chopped it up into tiny particles, it should taste better. It should taste better. Taste better is like cooking the potatoes. That's not called the shinui, that it takes off the bracha. If you have, if you have grapes, the grapes taste delicious when they're raw. If you're going to cook the grapes, you're going to bake the grapes, not going to, maybe they'll taste like raisin, maybe it will be good. But if you're going to cook grapes, then it's not going to taste neither here nor there. It's not going to taste good like grapes, not going to taste good like raisins. So then it becomes a synthetic food, and I treat it like a shakel, as if it's a synthetic food. Okay, so we got to continue tomorrow. But Lynette, I'd like to give the shiur tomorrow early, 9 o'clock.